The Palestine Report with Hafez Ibrahim Musa.
أبو ساب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته مولانا.
So Israel is standing accused of dumping near expired COVID vaccines on Palestinians.
Yes, so a deal was in place between the Palestinian Authority involving Pfizer and involving the Israeli side, and just hours after that deal was announced, the Palestinian Authority pulled away or backed out from that deal. What the deal said was that the Palestinians were to receive 1 million Pfizer doses of the vaccine, of the COVID-19 vaccine from the Israeli side. And the reason the Palestinians chose this was that they were only going to be receiving doses from Pfizer around September or October. So to fast-track the process, stock that Israel had, they'd take. And when the Palestinians received their full batch in September, October, they will return a similar amount to the Israeli side. But the Palestinians pulled out of this deal on Friday when they received the first batch of what Israel had promised, and they found that these vaccines are going to be expiring extremely soon, and they did not conform, according to the Palestinian Authority, to the specifications that were contained in the agreement with the Israelis. What needs to be said here is that the Israelis had said from the outset that these vaccines were going to expire soon, but what appears to have happened here is that the Palestinians have found out that it was going to expire even sooner than they expected. But it should be said as well that this deal was controversial to start off with, and the Palestinian Authority, from the first time it announced this deal, was criticized. But now the criticism at the moment is directed at the Israelis because of this apparent violation of the deal. One analyst by the name of Yusuf Munayya from the United States saying that just when you thought that you saw the lowest of the low coming from the Israeli side, this PR stunt of sending Palestinians about to expire vaccines in exchange for fresh ones in 2 months is a very new low. But again, I think it's important to emphasize that the Palestinian Authority had a role to play in this. And the fact was from the beginning that Palestinians were getting older vaccines and in return are going to give Israel fresh stock when they receive their doses in September, October. From the Israeli side, what's troublesome about this is giving vaccines shouldn't be an act of charity or should not be a PR stunt. This is the responsibility of Israel as an occupying power. And when the details of this deal comes out, it shows that it's not only Israel trying to use this for PR purposes, but it's also something that's going to be extremely self-serving for the Israelis. Overall, what we have is the Palestinians so far have vaccinated about 500,000, mostly in the West Bank. The Gaza Strip is, you know, in an extremely different situation. Contrasted to that, the Israelis have vaccinated 85% of their population, and as of last Tuesday, Israelis are no longer required to wear masks indoors, given that most of the population has been vaccinated and new infections also have subsided.
Sheikh Kamal Khatib has been released from Israeli detention.
This is the announcement that came yesterday from a court in Nasiriyah, in the city of Nazareth, in the Israeli state. It said that Sheikh Kamal Khatib, the deputy head of the northern branch of the Islamic movement, was to be released, but this is going to be happening under extremely restrictive conditions. The Sheikh will be barred from accessing the internet. You will not be allowed to make speeches or interviews for 45 days. And he also cannot speak to gatherings of more than 45 people. Where this all started, or this current round of assaults on the Sheikh started on May the 14th at the height of the Israeli attacks on Al-Aqsa, And he was accused of incitement. This at the period when tensions between Palestinians within the Israeli state and Jewish citizens of the Israeli state had boiled over. Although video at that time showed that the Sheikh was in no way inciting violence against Jewish Israelis, and said in a particular circumstance that he would actually protect Jewish citizens who are being attacked unfairly. This is one leg of the Israeli assault on ulama within the 1948 territories. Sheikh Raed Salah continues to remain in Israeli detention. And just on Friday, the arrest of a sheikh, the imam of the Jami'a Masjid of Lut, in 1948, was also extended. His name is Sheikh Yusuf Al-Baz.
Finally then, Hamas's popularity has spiked after the latest Israeli escalation?
This new poll is conducted by the Ramallah-based Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, and it says that 53% of Palestinians, based on a sample that it had sought, believe that Hamas is most deserving of representing and leading the Palestinian people. And also, according to the poll, an overwhelming majority of Palestinians, 77% of Palestinians at this present moment, believe that Hamas came out victorious in the 11-day conflict with the Israeli state. The pollsters are keen to point out that they've seen this before. Whenever there's an escalation, that there's a kind of, in their words, emotional reaction that obviously swings things in the way of Hamas. Whether it will stay or not depends on what polls will say in 3 to 6 months from now. But it is significant because if one has to contrast what the polls are saying about Mahmoud Abbas and his ruling Fatah party, their support, according to the poll, has dropped significantly. And if a Palestinian election is going to be held today, we know that Mahmoud Abbas put it off, but if it was going to be held today, Hamas leader, according to the poll, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh would get 59% of the votes, just contrasted with 27% of the votes for Mahmoud Abbas. There's also polls that have been done recently on the Israeli side, and contrasted to the very clear understanding from Palestinians of who came out on top this time round and whose popularity is increased on the Israeli side. More than two-thirds of Israelis believe that the fighting finished too soon, there wasn't a conclusive outcome, and only 35% of the Israelis polled believe that Israel came out victorious in the latest encounter with the Palestinians.
All right, Hussam, shukran so much for your time as always. We look forward to next week's update, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was this week's Palestine Report with Hafidh Ibrahim Musa.